The emotional life of the baby, how parents can understand and influence the emotional development of infants. By Aletha J. Salter. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The emotional life of the baby, how parents can understand and influence the emotional development of infants by Aletha J. Salter is a book that explores how parents can understand and influence their baby's emotional development. The book begins with an introduction to attachment theory, which explains why babies need secure attachments in order to develop emotionally healthy relationships later in life. It then goes on to discuss different types of parenting styles, such as authoritarian, authoritative, permissive, and uninvolved parenting styles. Each style has its own advantages and disadvantages when it comes to helping babies develop emotionally healthy relationships with others. The book also discusses how parents can help their baby learn self-regulation skills through various techniques such as holding them close during times of distress or providing comfort when they are upset. Additionally, it covers topics like infant crying patterns and sleep problems that may arise due to lack of proper emotional regulation skills. Furthermore, the author provides advice on how parents can create a safe environment for their baby so that they feel secure enough to explore new experiences without fear. Finally, the book offers practical tips on how parents can respond effectively when their baby is distressed or overwhelmed by emotions such as anger or sadness. It also includes information about common developmental milestones for infants from birth up until 2 years old so that parents have an idea of what kind of behavior is normal at each stage. Overall, this book provides valuable insight into understanding your baby's emotional needs while offering practical advice on how you can best meet those needs in order to foster healthy emotional development throughout infancy and beyond. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Attachment. Parents can foster secure attachment with their baby by responding to their needs in a timely and sensitive manner. This helps the baby to develop trust and a sense of security. Main idea number two. Crying. Babies cry for a variety of reasons, and it is important for parents to understand the different types of crying and how to respond appropriately. Main idea number three. Co-sleeping. Co-sleeping can be beneficial for both parents and babies, as it can help to promote secure attachment and provide a sense of comfort and safety. Main idea number four. Breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is beneficial for both the baby and the mother, as it provides the baby with essential nutrients and helps to promote bonding between the mother and baby. Main idea number five. Play. Play is an important part of a baby's development, as it helps to stimulate their cognitive, social, and emotional development. Main idea number six. Touch. Touch is an important part of a baby's development, as it helps to promote bonding and can provide comfort and security. Main idea number seven. Language. Language is an important part of a baby's development, as it helps to promote communication and understanding between the baby and their parents. Main idea number eight. Emotional regulation. Babies need to learn how to regulate their emotions, and parents can help to teach them how to do this by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number nine. Self-soothing. Babies need to learn how to self-soothe, and parents can help to teach them how to do this by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 10. Separation anxiety. Separation anxiety is a normal part of a baby's development, and parents can help to reduce it by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 11. Fear. Fear is a normal part of a baby's development, and parents can help to reduce it by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 12. Socialization. Socialization is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can help to promote it by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 13. Discipline. Discipline is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can help to teach them how to behave appropriately by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 14. Exploration. Exploration is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can help to promote it by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 15. Comfort. Comfort is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can help to provide it by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 16. Self-esteem. Self-esteem is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can help to promote it by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 17. Empathy. Empathy is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can help to promote it by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 18. Problem solving. Problem solving is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can help to teach them how to do this by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 19. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can help to promote it by providing a safe and secure environment. Main idea number 20. Resilience. Resilience is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can help to promote it by providing a safe and secure environment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Secure attachment is an important part of a baby's emotional development. It is the foundation for healthy relationships and social skills in later life. Parents can foster secure attachment with their baby by responding to their needs in a timely and sensitive manner. This means that when the baby cries, parents should respond quickly and appropriately to meet the need or comfort them. When babies are hungry, they should be fed. When they are tired, they should be put down for a nap. When they are uncomfortable, parents should try to soothe them. By providing consistent caregiving responses like this, babies learn that their needs will be met and that their environment is safe and predictable. This helps them develop trust in themselves as well as those around them. Secure attachment also allows babies to explore more confidently because they know that if something goes wrong or if they become scared or overwhelmed, there will always be someone there who can help them feel better. Parents play an essential role in helping infants form secure attachments by being responsive to their needs while still setting appropriate boundaries and limits on behavior. By doing this consistently over time, parents create an atmosphere of safety where children can thrive emotionally. Main idea number 2. Crying is a normal part of an infant's development, and it can be a sign that something is wrong or simply a way for the baby to communicate their needs. It is important for parents to understand the different types of crying so they can respond appropriately. For example, some babies may cry when they are hungry, tired, uncomfortable, or in need of attention. Other times babies may cry out of frustration if they cannot get what they want or do not understand something. Parents should also be aware that some infants may have colic which causes them to cry more than usual. In order to best respond to an infant's cries, it is important for parents to observe their child closely and look for clues as to why the baby might be crying. If possible, try soothing techniques such as rocking or singing before attempting other methods like feeding or changing diapers. When responding quickly and consistently with love and care each time your baby cries, you will help build trust between parent and child. It is also beneficial for parents to take note of any patterns in their baby's behavior so that over time they can better anticipate their needs before tears start flowing. With patience and understanding from both sides, communication between parent and child will improve over time. Main idea number 3. Co-sleeping is a parenting practice in which parents and babies sleep together in the same bed or room. It has been practiced for centuries, but has become increasingly popular in recent years as more parents are looking for ways to promote secure attachment with their infants. Co-sleeping can provide a sense of comfort and safety for both parents and babies, as it allows them to be close to one another during the night. Research suggests that co-sleeping can have positive effects on infant development, including improved breastfeeding rates, better sleep quality, increased emotional security, and enhanced parent-child bonding. Additionally, co-sleeping may help reduce stress levels among both parents and infants by providing an environment where they feel safe and supported. However, it is important to note that there are potential risks associated with co-sleeping if not done safely. Parents should always follow recommended guidelines when considering this option, such as making sure the baby's sleeping area is free from pillows or blankets that could cause suffocation or entrapment hazards. Main idea number 4. Breastfeeding is a natural and beneficial way for mothers to feed their babies. It provides the baby with essential nutrients, such as proteins, fats, carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals that are important for growth and development. Breastfeeding also helps to promote bonding between mother and baby through skin-to-skin contact during feeding sessions. Studies have shown that breastfeeding can help reduce the risk of certain illnesses in infants, including ear infections, respiratory tract infections, and gastrointestinal problems. In addition to providing nutrition for the baby's physical health, breastfeeding has been found to be beneficial for emotional development as well. Research suggests that breastfed babies tend to be more emotionally secure than those who are formula-fed due to increased levels of oxytocin released by the mother during nursing sessions. Oxytocin is known as the love hormone because it promotes feelings of trust and attachment between people, thus helping create an environment where babies feel safe and secure. For mothers too, there are many benefits associated with breastfeeding. Not only does it provide them with a sense of satisfaction from being able to nourish their child directly, but studies have also suggested that women who breastfeed may experience improved mental health due to higher levels of oxytocin released while nursing. Main idea number 5. Play is an essential part of a baby's development. Through play, babies learn to explore their environment and interact with others. It helps them develop cognitive skills such as problem-solving, memory, and language. Play also encourages social interaction by teaching babies how to take turns, share toys, and cooperate with others. Finally, it helps infants build emotional intelligence by allowing them to express themselves through movement and sound. When playing with your baby, you can help foster their development in many ways. For example, you can provide stimulating toys that encourage exploration or use simple games like peekaboo to teach cause and effect relationships. You can also talk to your baby while they are playing so they become familiar with the sound of your voice and start learning words from context. By engaging in playful activities together regularly throughout infancy, parents can create strong bonds with their children while helping them grow into healthy adults. Main idea number 6. Touch is an essential part of a baby's development. It helps to create strong bonds between parents and their babies, providing comfort and security. Touch can also help infants learn about the world around them by stimulating their senses. Through touch, babies can explore textures, shapes, temperatures, and other sensations that will help them understand the environment they are in. Parents should be mindful of how they use touch when interacting with their baby. Gentle strokes on the back or head can provide reassurance, while playing games such as peekaboo or patty cake can encourage social interaction. Babies may also enjoy being held close for cuddles or having a massage with lotion to soothe them before bedtime. It is important for parents to recognize that each baby has different needs when it comes to touch. Some may prefer more physical contact than others. By paying attention to your infant's cues, you will be able to determine what type of touch works best for them. Main idea number 7. Language is an essential part of a baby's development, as it helps to foster communication and understanding between the baby and their parents. Babies learn language through interactions with their caregivers, such as when they are spoken to or read stories. As babies grow older, they begin to understand more words and can use them in conversations. Through these interactions, babies also learn about emotions by hearing how others express themselves verbally. Parents play an important role in helping their children develop language skills. They should talk often with their child using simple sentences that contain only one or two words at a time. This will help the baby become familiar with different sounds and tones of speech, which will eventually lead to better comprehension of language. Parents should also encourage their child's attempts at speaking by repeating what they say back to them. In addition, reading books together is another great way for parents to promote language development in infants. Reading aloud not only exposes babies to new vocabulary but also teaches them about story structure and narrative flow, which can be beneficial later on when learning how to read independently. By providing opportunities for meaningful interaction through conversation and reading books together, parents can help support the emotional life of their infant while simultaneously promoting healthy language development. Main idea number 8. Emotional regulation is an important skill for babies to learn, and parents can play a key role in helping their children develop this ability. By providing a safe and secure environment, parents can help their baby learn how to recognize and manage his or her emotions. This includes teaching the baby how to identify different feelings, such as happiness, sadness, anger, fear, surprise, or disgust. Parents should also provide comfort when the baby is feeling overwhelmed by strong emotions. Through consistent guidance and support from caregivers over time, babies will gradually become better at regulating their own emotions. Parents should also be aware of their own emotional state when interacting with their child. Babies are very sensitive to nonverbal cues from adults around them. If a parent is feeling stressed or anxious, it may affect the way they interact with the baby, which could lead to further distress in the infant. Therefore, it's important that parents take care of themselves so that they can be emotionally available for their child. Finally, it's important for parents to remember that all babies are unique individuals who develop at different rates. Some may take longer than others to master emotional regulation skills. With patience and understanding from caregivers, however, these skills can eventually be acquired. Main idea number 9. Self-soothing is an important skill for babies to learn, and parents can play a key role in helping their baby develop this ability. Self-soothing involves the baby being able to calm themselves down when they are feeling overwhelmed or distressed. This could involve using techniques such as deep breathing, humming, rocking back and forth, or sucking on a pacifier. Parents can help their baby learn how to self-soothe by providing them with a safe and secure environment where they feel comfortable enough to explore different ways of calming themselves down. Parents should also be aware that it may take some time for babies to learn how to self-soothe effectively. It is important not to rush the process, but rather provide consistent support and guidance throughout the learning process. Additionally, parents should ensure that they respond quickly when their baby needs comfort so that they do not become too overwhelmed before having had the chance to practice self-soothing skills. By creating an environment where your baby feels safe and secure while also encouraging them in developing their own methods of calming themselves down, you will be helping your child build essential life skills which will serve them well into adulthood. Main idea number 10. Separation anxiety is a normal part of a baby's development, and it can be an emotionally difficult time for both the parent and child. It occurs when babies become aware that their parents are not always present, and they experience fear or distress at being separated from them. This anxiety usually begins around 8 months of age, but may start earlier or later depending on the individual baby. Parents can help to reduce separation anxiety by providing a safe and secure environment for their baby. This includes creating routines that provide consistency in caregiving activities such as feeding times, bedtimes, diaper changes, etc., so that the baby knows what to expect each day. Parents should also respond quickly to their baby's cries and needs so that she feels secure in knowing her needs will be met promptly. It is important for parents to remember that separation anxiety is a normal part of development, and it does not mean there is something wrong with either the parent or child. With patience and understanding during this period of adjustment, most children will eventually outgrow this stage. Main idea number 11. Fear is a normal part of a baby's development, and it can be an important tool for learning about the world. Fear helps babies to recognize potential dangers and respond appropriately. It also serves as a signal that something needs attention or care. As parents, we can help our babies to feel safe by providing them with consistent routines, secure attachments, and loving support. Creating a secure environment for your baby will help reduce their fear levels. This means providing them with predictable schedules and routines so they know what to expect each day. It also involves responding quickly when they cry or show signs of distress so they know you are there for them. Additionally, forming strong attachments with your baby through physical contact such as cuddling or rocking will give them the security they need. Finally, showing love and affection towards your baby is essential in helping them cope with fear-inducing situations. When faced with something new or unfamiliar, reassuring words from you can provide comfort and reassurance that everything is okay. Main idea number 12. Socialization is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can play a key role in helping to promote it. Socialization involves the process of learning how to interact with others, as well as developing social skills such as communication, cooperation, problem-solving, and empathy. It also includes understanding cultural norms and values. Parents can help their babies learn these skills by providing them with a safe and secure environment that encourages exploration and experimentation. Parents should create opportunities for their babies to interact with other people in positive ways. This could include introducing them to family members or friends who are patient enough to engage in activities like playing peekaboo or reading stories together. Babies should also be exposed to different types of environments where they can observe how other people behave. This could include taking them out for walks around the neighborhood or visiting places like parks or playgrounds. It is important for parents to remember that socialization does not happen overnight. It takes time for babies to develop the necessary skills needed for successful interactions with others. Therefore, patience is essential when trying new activities or introducing your baby into new situations. With consistent effort from both parent and child, socialization will become easier over time. Main idea number 13. Discipline is an essential part of a baby's development, and parents play a key role in teaching their children how to behave appropriately. By providing a safe and secure environment for their child, parents can help them learn the boundaries of acceptable behavior. This includes setting clear expectations for what behaviors are expected from the child, as well as consequences when those expectations are not met. Parents should also be consistent with discipline so that the child knows what to expect each time they misbehave. Additionally, it is important for parents to provide positive reinforcement when their child behaves in an appropriate manner. When disciplining a baby or young toddler, it is important to remember that they do not yet have the capacity to understand complex concepts such as right and wrong. Therefore, discipline should focus on helping them learn how to control their emotions and impulses rather than punishing them for bad behavior. For example, if your baby throws food off of his high chair during mealtime, you could calmly explain why this behavior isn't allowed instead of scolding him harshly. It is also important for parents to remain calm while disciplining their children so that they don't become overwhelmed by strong emotions themselves. If necessary, take some time away from your child before attempting any disciplinary action so that you can approach the situation with patience and understanding. Main idea number 14. Exploration is an essential part of a baby's development, and parents can play an important role in helping to foster it. Exploration helps babies learn about the world around them, develop their motor skills, and build confidence. Parents can create a safe environment for exploration by providing age-appropriate toys that are stimulating but not overwhelming. They should also be sure to provide plenty of time for free play so that babies have the opportunity to explore on their own terms. Parents should also be aware of any potential hazards in the home or outside environment that could put their baby at risk while exploring. It is important to keep dangerous items out of reach and ensure that furniture or other objects cannot easily topple over if bumped into. Additionally, parents should supervise their baby during exploratory activities such as crawling or climbing stairs. Finally, it is important for parents to remember that exploration does not always mean success. Sometimes babies will encounter obstacles they cannot overcome right away. In these cases, it is helpful for parents to offer encouragement and support without taking over completely. This allows babies to continue learning through trial and error. Main idea number 15. Comfort is an essential part of a baby's development, and parents can play a key role in providing it. Creating a safe and secure environment for your baby is the first step to helping them feel comfortable. This means making sure that their physical needs are met, such as having enough food, clothing, and shelter. It also means creating an atmosphere where they feel emotionally supported and loved. Parents should be attentive to their baby's cues so that they can respond quickly when needed. In addition to providing basic necessities for comfort, parents should also strive to create an environment where babies can explore without fear or anxiety. This includes allowing them time alone with toys or other objects so that they can learn about the world around them at their own pace. Parents should also provide plenty of opportunities for social interaction with others in order to help foster healthy relationships. Finally, it is important for parents to recognize when their baby may need extra comfort due to stress or illness. In these cases, additional cuddles and reassurance from mom or dad may be necessary in order for the child to feel secure again. Main idea number 16. Self-esteem is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can play a key role in helping to promote it. Self-esteem is the sense of self-worth that children develop as they grow up, and it helps them to feel secure and confident in their abilities. Parents can help foster this feeling by providing a safe and secure environment for their child. This means creating an atmosphere where the baby feels loved, accepted, respected, and valued. It also involves setting boundaries so that the child knows what behavior is expected from them. Parents should also provide positive reinforcement when their child does something well or behaves appropriately. Praise can be given verbally or through physical affection, such as hugs or kisses. Additionally, parents should avoid criticism or negative comments about their child's behavior since these can have damaging effects on self-esteem over time. Finally, parents should strive to create opportunities for their baby to explore new things without fear of failure or judgment from others. This will help build confidence in themselves while allowing them to learn more about the world around them. Main idea number 17. Empathy is an essential part of a baby's development, and parents can play an important role in fostering it. Empathy involves understanding the feelings of others and responding with compassion. It helps babies to develop strong relationships with their caregivers, as well as other people they come into contact with. Parents can help promote empathy by providing a safe and secure environment for their baby to explore the world around them. Creating a nurturing home environment where your baby feels loved and accepted will encourage them to be more open to developing empathy. This includes talking about emotions in positive ways, showing affection through physical touch such as hugs or kisses, playing games that involve taking turns or sharing toys, reading stories together that emphasize caring for others, and modeling compassionate behavior towards those around you. It is also important for parents to recognize when their child needs comfort or reassurance during times of distress. Responding calmly yet firmly when disciplining your child will help them learn how to regulate their own emotions while still respecting boundaries set by adults. By teaching children how to empathize with others from an early age, parents are helping lay the foundation for healthy social interactions throughout life. Main idea number 18. Problem solving is an essential part of a baby's development, and parents can play an important role in helping their child learn how to do this. By providing a safe and secure environment for the baby, parents can help them develop problem-solving skills. This includes creating opportunities for the baby to explore their surroundings, encouraging them to try new things, and allowing them time to practice solving problems on their own. Parents should also be patient with their child as they work through difficult tasks or challenges that arise during problem-solving activities. In addition to providing a supportive environment for learning problem-solving skills, it is important for parents to model positive behavior when dealing with challenging situations. Showing your child how you handle difficult problems will give them insight into how they might approach similar issues in the future. It is also beneficial for parents to talk about what happened after a challenge has been solved so that children can understand why certain strategies worked better than others. Finally, it is important that parents provide feedback when their child attempts something new or solves a problem successfully. Positive reinforcement helps build confidence and encourages further exploration of different solutions. With patience and guidance from adults, Babies are able to gain valuable experience in developing effective problem-solving skills. Main idea number 19. Self-awareness is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can play a key role in helping to promote it. Self-awareness involves the ability to recognize one's own feelings, thoughts, and behaviors as distinct from those of others. It also includes being able to understand how these feelings, thoughts, and behaviors affect oneself and others. By providing a safe and secure environment for their baby, parents can help foster self-awareness by allowing them the opportunity to explore their emotions without fear or judgment. Parents should be mindful of their own emotional reactions when interacting with their baby so that they do not inadvertently discourage exploration or expression of emotion. They should also provide consistent responses when responding to different situations so that babies learn what behavior is expected in certain contexts. Additionally, parents should talk about emotions with their babies using simple language such as happy or sad while pointing out facial expressions associated with each emotion. By creating an emotionally supportive environment for your baby where they feel comfortable expressing themselves freely without fear or judgment, you are helping them develop self-awareness which will serve them well throughout life. Main idea number 20. Resilience is an important part of a baby's development, and parents can play a key role in helping to promote it. Resilience refers to the ability of a child to cope with stress and adversity, as well as their capacity for bouncing back from difficult experiences. It is essential that babies have secure attachments with their caregivers so they feel safe and supported when faced with challenging situations. Parents should provide consistent caregiving routines, respond sensitively to their baby's needs, and be available for comfort when needed. Parents can also help foster resilience by providing opportunities for exploration and learning within a safe environment. This helps babies develop confidence in themselves as they learn new skills such as crawling or walking. Additionally, parents should encourage problem-solving skills by allowing children some freedom to explore while still providing guidance if necessary. Finally, it is important that parents model resilience themselves by demonstrating how they handle stressful situations calmly and effectively. By doing this, children will learn how to manage emotions appropriately during times of difficulty. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.